From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The new year begins. People around the world are welcoming 2016 with fireworks, parties, and other festivities. But fears of terrorism mean heightened security in some places or cancellation of events where large crowds would have gathered to usher in the new year. At the stroke of midnight in Sydney, Australia, people there were treated to a spectacular fireworks display that lit up the city's famed harbor. In contrast, authorities in Russia closed off Moscow's iconic Red Square, a popular spot for revelers to ring in the new year. Although not officially acknowledged, the rare move appeared aimed at concerns of terrorism. Authorities in Brussels also canceled New Year's Eve fireworks displays amid fears of terrorism. Here in the United States, security is tight in New York as revelers ring in 2016, 3 hours from now, in Times Square. In downtown Dubai, a massive fireworks display took place at midnight local time, even as a massive fire burned at a luxury hotel, leaving at least 14 people injured. All residents were evacuated from the 63-floor Address Hotel after it became engulfed in flames late Thursday. Officials say it is 90% contained. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir was dining at a nearby restaurant about 230 meters from the hotel.
It went up in flames immediately. It was amazing. We sat down at the table at like 9:15, and at 9:30 approximately local time, the fire started.
There is no word on the cause of the fire. The hotel stands across from the world's tallest skyscraper, the Burj Khalifa. Burkina Faso's Salif Diallo was elected head of the National Assembly, making the ally-turned opponent of ousted leader Blaise Compaoré the second most powerful man in the nation. Diallo was elected a day after Rochmar Christian Kabore was sworn in as the new president. This is VOA News.